Bring your game face. Leave your bags at home. For more information on the new NFL bag policy, check out this link below.
Running back Sierre Wood led the way yardage-wise on Friday night against the Vikings. He talked Sunday with the press. This is an extended cut of his time with the media.
You really can't, like I said, we don't take down to the ground. So, like I said, it's pretty hard to see what would have been done and what wouldn't have been done. But, you know, while you're inside those white lines where the refs is there, the lights is on, you know, it's every man for himself at that point.
How much do you bring with you from having played at Notre Dame, where every game is a national game? I mean, let's face it, that's America's team in college football, and you played for a national championship. Do you bring a little confidence, extra confidence, because you played your college career in that environment?
I had that in confidence instilled in me. You know, regardless, it's been that way since I started playing this sport. You know, you have to have some sort of cockiness playing this game. You know, and I've had that all my life, so... once I got here, you know, like I said, I just set my mind on, you know, learning the offense and getting everything down and, you know, making plays for this team.
The NFL wasn't going to be too big for you when you played at Notre Dame, though, right?
Yeah, not at all. I mean, I know everybody's bigger, better and faster, you know, but, hey, that came with experience. You know, they were in my same shoes when they first got there, so, you know, I'm just trying to adapt a little bit quicker.
How tough was it not being drafted?
It was really, really tough, you know, but, you know, my frustrations lasted all about 10, 15 minutes. You know, I'm one not to dwell on things, you know. The team started calling, so at that point, you know, it was just about where I wanted to go, and, you know, it's time to get to work.
Why do you think that happened?
I mean, I really don't know why that happened. You know, I'm not really concerned as far as why that happened. You know, my goal is just to show all those teams that didn't draft me, you know, what they missed out on, you know, and the Texans got me now, so I'm going to do everything that I can in my power to make plays for this team day in and day out.
You might have already asked you this, but what was it like to get into that live action on Friday night?
Oh, it was great. You know, I mean, I just leading up to it, I thought I was going to be a lot more excited than what I was. But once you step in there and you got the plays running through your head, you got to read the defense, you got to see who's coming, who's not coming. You know, all your nervousness kind of like slips out of you. So it's just time to play ball at that point.
Do you think, the fact that you split time with another very good back at Notre Dame, and obviously that prevented you from posting big numbers, was that a factor in this?
I mean, it could have been, but like I said, I'm really not too worried as far as why, you know, that didn't happen. I only control what I can control, you know, so I have my opportunity now, so I'll make the best out of it.
Did you pay much attention to the Texans prior to having to make a decision where you were going to sign? Did you know much about this team?
Yeah, I knew a lot about this team. You know, I did my homework. You know, I knew everything there was to know. You know, like I said, I just felt it was the right spot for me, and, you know, I made the decision to come here.
Anything besides the heat is you found a little distressing here, or is that the only negative?
Houston is a real great city. You know, this heat, that about takes the cake for me. You know, it's too hot. You know what I mean? I thank God I can't get any blacker than this, but it's ridiculous hot out here.
Especially today.
Especially today.
You're going to love November, though. I hope so. Yeah, no snow.
Thank God, man. Dude, I can't handle it.
Do you get a sense that you're going to play, that you earned a better role for Saturday night than you had on Friday night?
Yeah, I think I did, you know, but like I said, it's all up to the coaches. You know, wherever they put me, you know, I'm just going to do my best. Like I said, wherever they put me, whether it's less carries, more carries, it really doesn't matter. You know, if they gave me 5 carries, you know, I'm going to make the best out of that. You know, I'm going to try to, you know, have the most and do the most that I can with those 5 carries. So,
was there a welcome to the NFL moment Friday night where you said, okay, that's a play? I mean, I could have gone 20 yards in college on that play, but I got 2, or anything like that come to mind?
I mean, the inside runs, you know, it's really very rare in the league that you're going to, like, you know, bust it right down the middle, you know, like I did at Oklahoma for like 63. But, you know, a run that I should have took it to the crib was, you know, we ran like a stretch play, and it was just me and the safety, and I gave him too many juke moves, and my body like leaned right back inside. You know, I was intended for me to go outside. You know, at that point, I just had to run them over. But, I mean, you know, that just comes with overthinking and stuff like that. You know, the more I play, you know, the more I get a feel for things. And, you know, next game, that'll be a touchdown.
Coach Kubiak said the one thing that the backup running backs have to do is play special teams a little bit better. I mean, that's important for you, too.
Yeah, special teams is a tremendous part of this game. You know, that's really where you're making money at. You know, I was dying in special teams. I just came off, you know, of a series, and then I had to go right back on kickoff. You know, I – I felt like I was right out in this 100 million degree heat. I could not breathe for the life of me, you know, but that's part of it. I had to suck it up, you know, and go in there and try to make a tackle.
You got your mind adjusted to the fact that special teams are an important component here for you to get that win, that job.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, I knew that coming in. You know, everybody knows that who plays this game. You know, special teams is the key to getting onto the team. So, you know, I don't care if I have to snap. If that's what I have to do, then, hey, that's what I'm going to do to make this team.
You know, it's been helpful that, from your standpoint, that Arian hasn't practiced, because that just means more reps for you. Is there also a side that's a little disappointed that you haven't actually got to watch him work and then talk to him about things that you could see him do?
No, I've seen him work, you know, not just while I was here, but, you know, throughout the times I've just been watching the Texans play. You know, he's always around, you know, giving us words of encouragement and whatnot. You know, if I miss a play or if I miss, like, a hole, he'll come up to me, you know, did you see this or did you see that? Or he'll ask me, what did I see, you know, all together and stuff like that. So it's just kind of having him right here on my shoulder, just telling me what to do and what not to do, really.
A couple years ago, when he just came from absolute nowhere, at least in the NFL, I mean, was he somebody as a running back that you went, hey, that guy's pretty good?
I mean, it's too many running backs to say that for just one person, you know, but I'm sorry about that. But, you know, like I said, you know, I watch everybody, you know, I try to take certain parts of everybody's game and combine it into one. You know, I'm not trying to be anybody else but Sierra Wood, but, you know, like I said, you can't help but try to mimic off the greats.
Is there a guy that, not that you pattern yourself after, but you see and say, you know, I'm kind of like him, you know, I'm built that way, I run a little bit like him. Is that guy exist?
I would say AP, except for, you know, I don't run like a horse. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to implement that into my game. But, you know, once I get there, I can say we're just about twins. But until then, you know, I got a long way to go.
What about you, the background of your name? It's interesting.
That's really special. You know, everybody, when they say my name, they say Sierra. I don't know why they say Sierra. There's no A at the end of my name. You know, it's actually French. It comes from the word Pierre. And you just add a C, which gives you Sierra. So that's where it really came from. You know, my mom wanted something unique. And, you know, first of all, they thought I was a girl coming out, but thank God I wasn't. You know, and that's really the origin of my name.
So it is Sierra.
It is Sierra, yes, Sierra. Not Sierra.
Yeah, well, I mean, the E wouldn't imply that. It's pronounced exactly the same as Pierre.
That's why I try to tell everybody, but for some reason, you know, I got coaches still calling me Sierra. You know, I mean, I don't see an A at the end of my name. I've never seen one on my birth certificate. I've never seen one anywhere.
Coach, those are mountains, man.
it's just ridiculous sometimes.
Did she have any French ties, or she just thought it was a cool sounding?
I know of. I mean, my mom, she tells me a lot of things. She could be anything at this point. You know, I believe she was 39 for the past 2 years, you know, so I couldn't tell you what she was. You know, I know I'm black, so, hey, she got to be some sort of black.